What would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. And we are so excited to be here with you today. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Trans Channeler for Archangel Metatron. Awakened Healer. And so we are doing a bit of a switch up here. We have switched into doing energy forecasts, weekly energy forecasts over here on our Angel Talk Tuesday radio show. And we've also added a couple different platforms. So not only are we live on YouTube, we'll be live on Facebook the second half of the show, but we are now back over on our Om Times radio platform, which we absolutely love, absolutely love. Om Times is above and beyond the best radio station for conscious listeners. And so we're just really, really excited to unveil, if you will, roll out this multifaceted platform. So if you've ever wondered what it was like to watch me channel live, Susan will be channeling live down the road. Metatron does a lot of snap, crackle, and pop. So I've had a few comments by people who have said, oh, we'd just love to watch you channel live to see what going on behind the scenes. So I'm on YouTube right now with Susan, and we'll be channeling live Archangel Metatron, and we are channeling messages for this week, an energy forecast for December 4th through December 10th. Where is your energy best spent this week? We're going to say a quick hello to Susan, and then we'll have her mute herself.
Hello, it's wonderful to be here. Hi, everybody.
Yay, yay, yay. All right, Susan, I'm going to have you hide your video and mute yourself, and then I'm going to go ahead and do speaker view. There we go. All right, so I just want to invite you quickly. Susan and I have an exciting event coming up here this week, Thursday, December 7th at 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific. We are doing an online mediumship demonstration. So if you are missing your loved ones in spirit, if the holidays are a really difficult time for you, we would love to invite you to join us for some uplifting, inspiring messages from your loved ones in heaven. So it's a very, very exciting time. And Susan and I are thrilled to share this incredible connection. So not only will we be helping you communicate with your own loved ones, but we will show you how to continue that beautiful connection beyond just our event. All right, and Metatron's ready. So we're just going to take a nice deep breath. I've got the beautiful tincture bells here, and we're going to ring those to clear out any lower frequency and create a beautiful sacred space for trance channeling today. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are thrilled and delighted to join you for this new format. Sometimes, as you receive messages from your spiritual council, it may be difficult to discern what exactly the message is for you to do or not to do. Discernment is a key component when you are communicating with your own spiritual council. And so as you join us each week here, it allows you to open up to receive a stronger and clearer connection. We are constantly with you, guiding you always, assisting you here on this earth journey. And we are aware that Mercury is retrograde on your earth at this time. And so as you navigate through the ups and downs that a retrograde would normally bring to you, we want you to focus specifically this week on grounding yourself, grounding yourself, grounding yourself. So feel your energy moving down into the earth, almost as if you are being cemented into the ground. The energy of retrograde oftentimes can be upsetting, very emotional, and a bit of a turmoil, trauma. If you are not grounded, if you are not aware of the discord of this energy, if you are not present with yourself and the people around you. For it is almost like a temper tantrum. The ego is constantly pulling you into that rabbit hole of drama, of unrest, of emotional roller coaster. So it is like a 3-week temper tantrum that your ego is having. As you imagine this energy and understand what it is and what it is not, it will help you move through retrograde in a position of power. For sometimes the illusion of a retrograde is that you are powerless, that things are happening to you, that you are a victim, or that you have no control. So take a deep breath. Feel the veil dissolving, leaving you with a clear vision and a clear understanding of where your power lies. You were made in the likeness of God. You have a God spark within your being. And it does not matter what is happening in the universe, you are always able and you are always in complete and full control of your reactions and your responses. So don't be the sailboat on the stormy ocean. Allow the light to bring you back into yourself and back into your power. You are courageous. You are strong. You are a magnificent being of light. Harness all that there is with this energy in the universe. It is a beautiful time to get it right. It is a beautiful time to try again. Part of the energy of retrograde is opportunities to redo an experience that may not have gone well. So also be aware that this energy comes around to you. It is a spiral, ever moving up higher and higher, opening to all that you are. So be on the lookout for opportunities to redo, to try again and get it right. So as those around you begin to fall into the grips of the ego, stay grounded, use your light, and be the change you wish to see. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on omtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuller. As a channeler, I work with a group of guides whom Jacob is the master teacher. He is who I work with when I do my past life readings as well as my psychic readings. As Julie mentioned last week, although we have specific ones that we work with predominantly, there are other ones that kind of come and go during our channeling. I'm a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area. Prior to doing that, I was a high school English teacher, and I do one-on-one readings in person in Los Angeles where I'm located. But I also do them on Skype and on the phone all over the world. I also do small group readings and psychic and mediumship demonstrations. Julie and I, as she mentioned, are teaching a lightworker class, which we started last week, and we will be getting a new one probably in the very early spring. She and I are also doing a demonstration online with the use of Zoom, as you're using today, or seeing today, if you're on video with us. And that is December 7th, so that is this week. So that's a great way for you to connect in with your loved ones during the holiday season, which is predominantly a challenging time when we miss the people who have crossed to the other side. I'll be in New York State after December 17th working, and if you'd like more information about this, feel free to contact me at my website at mediumsusan.com or my Facebook page at Psychic Medium Susan Schuller. So let me switch gears right now, take myself off video, and take a nice big deep breath as I recenter myself and ask Jacob to step forward. Good morning, brave, beautiful souls of Earth. We begin this way today to remind you that you chose to fulfill an amazing mission at this time, one not designed for those who are little or scared, one where never have you been called to let your light shine more so than this very minute and this very day. You are here now, which means you are the warriors of all time, sent to the earth to accept the mission that will therefore create the new earth. The culmination of this vast experience is reaching its period of fruition, and you have been chosen to be part of it. Let those words sink in and realize how much your fierce warrior hearts are needed at this time. You are the ones needed. You are perfect at this time, and now is the time for you to begin to fully step back into your power, because there are great tasks for you to perform, and it revolves around why you are here and the grand mission you said you would accomplish at this time. Not only do you need you, but we, the entire universal population, we need you to remember who you are. We realize, however, some of you are only recalling bits and pieces at a time of the reason you so bravely decided to be called to arms, to be active on Earth at this time. We see how many of you take two steps forward and then one step back, allowing your human condition and all the stress and strife associated with it bring you down, slowing down the true purpose of your being here at this time. You have toyed with your progress for long enough. Things are rapidly shifting. You feel it, we know you do. Therefore, you must act now or lose the plight. You remind us of your Olympian pole vaulters, those who train, run hard, firmly plant their poles to ground themselves as they spring forward high into the air to sail over the designated spot of victory. Yet instead of sailing over the barrier to a victorious win, we see you looking down, doubting yourself, your speed, your abilities. And rather than a victory, you land in a heap on the ground, wondering what has just happened. The human mind is a powerful tool, but we see many of you using this against yourselves. You feel confident, you feel brave, but then rather than connecting into your heart and soul, you place the emphasis back on your mind and the ego. We watch how you take great, powerful potential and beat it down to the ground, telling yourself you are not enough to do those things in which you desire. You, beautiful souls, are your worst enemies, and we need for you to stop these behaviors because there is much work that needs to be done. Many balls that need to start rolling, many energy shifts that need to fire up. Think about how often you give your power away to another, your family, children, work associates, friends, lovers. We see you are attempting to learn the balance, but you are not yet there. You give away your power to another when you believe, for whatever reason, that they are more important than you. How can one be more important than another when we are all pieces of that same God? We ask you to sit and reflect a moment. What brings you joy? Where is your bliss? What is it that you do that makes you feel enthusiasm? The enthusiasm that makes you want to shine. If there is one thing you walk away from listening to this message today, this is it. We ask that you truly spend quiet time today reflecting on that. For once you comprehend the answer to this question, you will have a stronger grasp on your life purpose. Once you know why you are here and are no longer floating through this life, sleepwalking, like those zombie movies on your televisions, then you can begin to step bravely into your power, living a confident, life-purposed life. Stop making your energy small. This is not what the planet needs at this time. Take time to reflect and feel deep within to the majesty that makes up who you are, not your human casing, but the timeless emotions, soul, and mind that travel with you from life to life. Stop accepting the views of others as being your truths. Just because someone thinks something about you, no matter how close they may be to you, it does not make it so. So begin to look deeper within and avoid judgments altogether. These judgments are what will get you into trouble, and how the sneaky little ego tries to gain control. You are not your ego. You are not here to make others happy, to bend and twist yourself to the way they wish you to be. You are here to find your bliss, your purpose, and then to move forward. For each one of you have an individual purpose that is needed at this time for the collective whole. And this is why it is so very important that you, one, learn what this is. Two, step into this purpose for the betterment of your world. And three, do not allow others to derail you because they may have a different vision. Do you begin to see now how much we all depend on you being able to live your life from a place of confidence and power? On the other end of this coin, you can also serve others by being a great help as well. When you exhibit a non-judgmental attitude with others, everyone on your planet is on a different trajectory. Accept this fact. We ask that when dealing with others with whom you interact, keep your own judgmental ego at bay. It can quickly spring to the surface, telling you all sorts of negative judgments about others with the intent of making itself more important. But because you are a spiritual being having a human experience, you can, at any given time, choose to tap into your true spiritual self and move away from the judgmental ego. If all of your inhabitants on planet Earth took this approach, progress would happen rapidly. You are brave warriors of light. Because of this, you willingly accepted to be here at this time to accept all the many challenges that are coming your way. You knew these things would not be easy, but you were also sent here because you realized your special gifts would be needed and that you had what it would take. Be courageous and do not delineate from your true path. Take back the reins of power that you have given to another. You are both responsible for this, so simply stop at any given time and take back your energy. Do not linger or concern yourself with the story that may have gotten into these situations of giving your power away. Do not look back, because that is not the direction in which you need to travel. Do not wait to do so. Do this today. Stop believing that everything must be perfectly aligned for you to begin to move forward in this place you dream to be. This is Susan Schuler, Jacob, channeling Jacob. Up next, we will be discussing today's channels with Julie Geigel and myself. Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Trans Channel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OMTimesRadio.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
Even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. All right, everyone. We are live on Facebook now for our discussion here. And we've got Susan Schuler with us here. Susan, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. And, do you want me to jump in or you just?
Yeah. Just go ahead and jump in. We are going to talk about the channeled messages that came from Archangel Metatron. And we did that channeling live over on YouTube. We're also on our amazing Om Times radio platform. So we are hitting it in all areas. Susan's going to go ahead and take it away with our discussion on messages from Metatron on how to best spend your energy this week.
And it's funny too, because a lot of what we're talking about today is being courageous. And I think of us jumping into this. Every time I feel like I've got the platform down that Julie and I are using, Julie's like, hey, let's do this. So I do think this is kind of interesting. And then especially the fact that we are well into Mercury retrograde today. Happy, happy, joy, joy. So that being said, first of all, when Metatron started today and he was talking about, first of all, I need this kind of reminder, I'm sure we all do, that they're constantly with us. They're constantly here with us. They're assisting us. They're helping us. Most definitely this time of year, I think we're all a little frazzled. I need it to hear that. So I'm hoping that the rest of you need it to hear that. So I'm sure that's why he started off that way. And then the grounding. Perhaps because Julie and I are using different modalities today, and I know Julie's got some things that are going on. When we both tapped into each other, we were both like this. I mean, I felt like I was way off with the fairies. So when she has to bring us down and to ground us, I was like, oh, thank you, thank you. Because I most certainly needed to ground. And I mean, I get up at the crack of dawn. I've been up for hours doing different things, and I thought I was grounded, but no, wasn't grounded until then. But when he was talking about if you allow yourself to ground like this, and especially during the next 3 weeks of this ego temper tantrum, I believe is the way Metatron referred to it as, which I thought was kind of funny.
I love that, wasn't it? Like, perfect.
Yeah, so it's like so important for us to ground it. So, I mean, if you want to envision that, like someone having or your ego having a temper tantrum and sort of holding its hand and going, no, come back down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I know too, it's just really being aware of that energy and how you can harness the power of that energy so that it's not running you.
Ooh, that's the key word, Julie, because I mean, I can only assume I'm like everybody else, that most of the time, especially during this year, you feel almost like I feel pressure in my chest where it's like the anxiety, like you can't catch a breath. And that's when I always tell myself, okay, I'm not grounded and my life is running me and I am not running my life. And then I love how he was talking about dissolving the veil, you know, because we get so wrapped up in this thinking that all these dramas and all of these emotions are really who I am. And how he was just saying, you know, just take a second, ground yourself, dissolve the veil, and it's not really who you are. And I love that because it just gives you a second to sort of step back. And really just have a dose of the true reality of what's happening, not what we think is happening.
Exactly. And if you are joining us live on Facebook right now, we would love it if you could post your first name in the news feed and where you're from. We'll give you a special shout out over here on the show. We are talking about the channeled messages for the energy forecast for this week of December 4th. Through the 10th. It's the first week of Mercury retrograde, which is always a little bit intense for all of us. So we hope that some of these messages help you ground yourself so that you can really harness the power of this energy because it can work for you. I think that when I first heard about retrograde, I was like, OMG, every time I got ready for another retrograde, I was like scared to death. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm, you know, don't touch your computer. Don't talk to anybody. Stay in the cave, hibernate, duct tape your mouth. But now I understand what this energy is all about. And I really, really appreciate what Metatron said. It's like a two-year-old having a temper tantrum for 3 weeks. So literally everybody around you is kind of crazy or very emotional. So no disrespect with the word crazy, but maybe more importantly, it's a very emotional period of time. And so your buttons are like on fire and the triggers are on fire. And it is an opportunity. And he also talked about the spiral. So you might be like, oh my gosh, that's happening again. I thought I was rid of that. I thought I dealt with that and it's over. Well, it's constantly a spiral. And when it comes around again, it's an opportunity. You're ready to take another look at that and to heal another component. And sometimes you're doing healing for your ancestral lineage or other people, your soul family. And it's not always about you. So it's really, really important to meet retrograde as a loving, compassionate, empathetic parent instead of a scared little child going, ah, it's here again.
And that's so easy to have happen.
Most definitely. Yeah. Any other comments or thoughts on the channeling for Metatron, Susan?
Well, I always enjoy when he mentions, you know, that we are part of God and that we are made in God's likeness. I know when I was little, I used to think I'm an old man with a beard, but no, I mean, it's so much more than that. Growing up Catholic, that was how I always envisioned God. But I mean, we have that God spark in us and we do have that ability. And I think one of the quotes that he said was, don't be the sailboat on the stormy ocean, allow the light. And it is, it's like once we gravitate towards that light, instead of all the drama, it's like everything kind of smooths down in our little sea, you know? So we have control. We have the ability to change our story at any given moment. And I love that because that allows me to feel a little bit more empowered.
Yeah, yeah. So today we're talking about powerlessness, feeling powerless during this crazy energy that we're in right now, and how to take back your power, how to stand in your power. And we have Carla joining us over on Facebook. Hey, Carla. Carla's from Susan's neck of the woods, California. And Carla is a student in our Lightworker program. So exciting to have you show up here this morning, Carla, to support us on this beautiful venture. And we've got Diane. Diane's joined us as well. Thank you, Diane. All right, well, let's shift over into some of the messages that came up from Jacob. And I mean, I could write fast enough.
Yeah, he's always got a lot to say.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, and I love our new format, Susan. I just really, really am loving the energy forecast because for me, it's like, I need help. I need to know what's going on. Where should I focus my energy? What do I need to be prepared for? And how can I best serve this week? So I really, really am loving our new format here. So Jacob talked about Jacob was very, very adamant about the light workers needing to step up and really stop playing small. That's not who you are or who you came here to be. And the desire was put in your heart for a reason. And if that desire is put in your heart, you also have the power to make that happen. So stop talking yourself out of stuff and just do it. Just move forward. Stop thinking that you need everything perfect before you begin to take action. So Jacob really was, I have to say that it felt a little bit like a lecture, and I loved it. It was awesome. It was like, rock, Jacob, rock it. But yeah, he's like, stop it. You need to, you know, stop listening to other people. He had three action steps at the end there. He said, all right, each of you have an individual purpose, and you need to learn what that is. You need to step into it, number three, and number two, and number three, you need to stop letting others talk you out of it, or stop allowing other people to influence you to the degree that you're on a completely different path. Because everybody has their own path. You don't know what that person's path is, and they don't know what your path is. Only you and your heart know what is best for you. So tune into who you are. And Jacob also talked about meditating. He's like, all right, people, you need to start meditating. He said, He said, what is your joy? What is your bliss? Take time and meditate on that question, because the answer to that question is going to help you ground yourself in this energy, and it's also going to empower you to take action.
And Julie, I'm always surprised when I sit in front of a person and I'm like, what brings you bliss? What brings you joy? When they look at you like, I don't know. And I'm like, how can you be living your life and not have an idea about what you enjoy doing? I mean, so many times it's like you have to take people going back to when they were a child. Well, what did you enjoy doing when you were little? You know, and that's the only way that people can go, oh, well, yeah, I did kind of enjoy that. But I think it's because so many times we do not allow ourselves that meditative practice to just be, to feel, put our hands on our heart, you know what I mean? And just really come from a emotional center. And we're so busy doing, doing, doing. And I think he even said something about being a zombie. I mean, I feel like when I look out in the window and I'm looking right outside my front window of people walking by, there's a lot of zombies out there, you know? And it's like, that's not the way we're being called to be right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're missing your life. Mm-hmm. You're not only missing your life, but you're missing your these incredible experiences that you can have with your family when you're just simply going through the motions. I know I just started with a new client, and that's exactly the place that he's at. And I'm like, yay, because I love to help people. I was that. I was there. That's who I was. And, you know, we get busy, whether you're a parent or you're just working full time. It's very, very easy to just live your life on default. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we are going to be right back after this message from our sponsors. So we will be back in 2 minutes if you are listening to us on OM Times after this commercial break.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you a light worker? Would you like to become a light worker? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, and I've partnered with my co-host from Angel Talk Tuesday, the gifted and talented Susan Schuler, to bring you an exciting new online event.
As former public school educators, Julie and I are now spiritual teachers. We've teamed up together to offer an exciting new mentorship program to help spiritual seekers align with their gifts to serve humanity.
This is an ongoing program that runs in 4-month segments. Go to juliegeigel.com to watch a sneak preview and learn more.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door?
When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood, or an earthquake is destroying buildings, or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. And this is Julie Geigel. I'm here with Susan Schuler, and we're live over on Facebook. Susan, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I just clicked it on and clicked it off, and who knows, maybe sometimes it's one of those things, just hit the reset button.
Absolutely. And we are taking live callers. So if you would like a free psychic reading today, you can dial in at 1-202-570-7057. And Chris, I'm managing a lot of different platforms this morning. He's our station manager that we love. So if we have a caller, be sure to interrupt.
And while Julie's doing that and just kind of figuring out the technical aspects of it, we have a question in our chat room on Zoom where Muriel.
Susan, do you want to turn the volume down on your page on your computer?
On my computer.
Yeah, because my volume's off on my computer.
Okay. Well, okay. But if I do that, how will...
You'll be able to hear me through your...
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. It's turned off on my computer, I believe. Did I do it properly?
Okay. Awesome. Chris, how are we doing?
Okay.
Awesome. All right. So, yeah, we just have to make sure that we mute our... audio on the computer, and that's why I couldn't hear you during the break, Susan, is because my computer was muted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're doing a free psychic reading today. If you want to call in at 1-202-570-7057, that would be awesome. And Carla, we've got Carla in over on Facebook, and she would like a free reading. So we're going to do a free reading for Carla, and let's just do that right now. How's that sound, Susan?
Sounds good to me. Okay, so does Carla have a specific question or something that she wants us to look at?
Yeah, so Carla, if you've got a question, or we'll give her a minute to post something on Facebook. If we don't hear from you in a minute, Carla, we'll just go ahead and, we can certainly do cold readings. I do want to say that we have an exciting event coming up this Thursday. Yay! December 7th. Are you missing your loved ones during the holiday times? Are you... experiencing some sadness and grief? Well, we'd love to invite you to join us for this event, Whispers from Heaven. It's this Thursday, December 7th. We're having a flash sale, actually, right now. One ticket for $25 and two tickets for $40. And this is an opportunity for you to talk to your loved one in spirit. This is one of my all-time favorite things that I do in my work. And I know Susan actually specializes in mediumship. I do mostly psychic work, but I love the medium work. So we can talk to your loved ones in spirit. Seriously, it's so cool and so much fun. But not only can we share messages from your loved ones in spirit, but we can teach you how to communicate with them for yourself. So you can get more information about that over on my website at juliegeigel.com. Also, Susan has information on her website as well, mediumsusan.com. All right, and so we've got Carla. Carla says, having a hard time getting to honor myself or meditating, I feel sluggish, and I know it's energetic. You guys rock. All right.
Okay, it's I'm like I'm touching my back as she's even saying this. I'm very clairsentient and I pick up a lot of things. Your adrenal glands are just exhausted right now. And I feel like it's even backing up into your kidneys. And although I'm not a medical doctor, I try not to do many medical things, but I'm immediately drawn to this. I mean, I can't get my hands off it right now. So I do feel like there needs to be certain things that you're putting in to cleanse your adrenal glands. That's first and foremost, because I feel like what you're experiencing is just sort of like the aftermath of this. So that's the first thing that I'm feeling. I'm also exceptionally dehydrated with you right now. So even if you are drinking enough fluids, your body's really calling for some pure fluids. So if it's possible at this point to do any kind of a cleanse, I would highly recommend it. And I would also try to maybe even Google what are different foods that feed the adrenal glands. And I'm seeing acupuncture, and I feel like acupuncture will really suit you. So that's something else that you might look into, just going to an acupuncturist and tell them that you would like them to focus on more of your adrenal glands. I hope that makes sense.
Perfect, perfect. And I pulled a card from the healing deck, and the card that actually comes up for you, Carla, is study. And whenever I get this card, I also think this card is kind of parallel with thinking outside of the box. So I think that Susan touched on a few things that you wouldn't normally think, you know, when you're feeling a little sluggish or your energy is low. So she's given you a few ideas that are maybe a little bit more outside of the box, but I'm also seeing that with a little bit of study and maybe researching different things or different ideas of what it might be, that will help you get a fuller, clearer picture on the path that you need to take to improve this.
And Julie, can I interject one other thing? My lips have got this crazy hum going on right now. If she's never tried toning as a form of meditation, I really feel like that would work for her. It's like there's something about the resonation of that that would just like take her right up, and it just feels good for her. So
yeah,
toning.
There's a beautiful meditation, and I believe you can find it on YouTube, and I'll go take a peek and see if I can't find it too, Carla. It's Om, and they just keep repeating Om in a tonation, and it's maybe 10 or 15 minutes, but it's beautiful. And so one thing, and I've got the crystal bed going right now, so everybody's getting a blessed healing, but the energy that we're in right now is one of, it's amplified. So your emotions are amplified, whatever you're feeling is amplified. So if you're tired, that's amplified. And also the energy of retrograde can be a bit exhausting because you're redoing. It's, a big do-over button, which is beautiful, but there's a lot of energy in doing something over and, trying to get that right. So just being aware of the energy that's around you right now will also help you to make good decisions about your health. All right. Awesome. Well, that was an exciting reading there for Carla. And thanks for your support, Carla. You rock. Yay. All right. Well, we've got just a couple minutes left here, Susan.
Julie, there was one thing that somebody asked in the chat room that I'd love to touch on is just somebody asked, how do you ground?
Good.
So if that's something you want to touch on, I can give an example of what I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. For me, I actually envision a grounding cord going in the ground and wrapping around Mother Earth. And then I bring up my energy. I bring up Earth's energy through me and have it come all the way to the top of my head and then have it pop out around the top of my head and then around me. And it really makes me rock solid. Also, I have to be in nature every single day. I walk around barefoot outside quite a bit. That helps me. And now if you're living in a colder climate like Julie, that may not work. But for me, it works well.
That's beautiful. I love that. I love that. Let's see. How do I ground myself? I love the oils, essential oil. I also love incense and sage. And I work with a technique called Ho'oponopono. And they've got a couple of phrases, thank you, I love you, that are just very simple and straight up. And I run around all day long saying, thank you, I love you, to the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. If you want more information about Ho'oponopono, you can take a peek at my website. I do have a video that I made that explains the technique. It takes you through a beautiful healing process and helps you just to get really more familiar with how to use it in your own life. And you can get that at juliegeigel.com. Well, this has been fun, Susan. Thank you again for another beautiful week. We're so happy to be back on Om Times and integrating all these different facets. And thank goodness we took care of that feedback issue. So next week, it'll be perfect sound. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful, blessed day. And remember, ground yourself during this retrograde energy.
Bye.